Breaking Point is a drama of the racecourse adapted in 6 parts by Roy Lomax from the novel Nerve by Dick Francis. It features Michael Kitchen as Rob Finn, and in episode 5, we're riding for a fall.
Rob's got to. He should have been here an hour ago. Do you want to wait?
If it's all right with you.
Well, of course it is, Tick-Tock. He'll be pleased to see you.
Me likewise.
Did you two have an argument?
No, no.
Well, the way you left here on Christmas Eve...
That was so we wouldn't have an argument.
Oh, well, at least it wasn't my party.
No, no.
That'll be Rob. Oh, just one thing, Tick-Tock.
Yes?
He hasn't been all that happy lately.
I know the feeling. Don't worry, you leave him to me.
Oh, Rob, I expected you hours ago.
Sorry, Joanna, my appointment went on longer than I thought.
By the way, we've got a visitor.
Who's that?
Tick-Tock. He's been waiting for over an hour.
Oh, great. How are you, Tick-Tock?
Greetings, pal.
Where the hell have you been hiding yourself?
Oh, here and there, you know.
I haven't seen you since Christmas. I thought you'd given up riding.
Yeah, it's not so funny, Rob. I've been near to it once or twice in the last few weeks.
Oh, not you, Tick-Tock. I know you were having a bad time with Corin Keller,
but... It wasn't just that, Rob. Every jockey has a bad patch from time to time, but this was different. Anyway, you haven't been hitting any jackpots lately.
I'm supposed to have lost my nerve.
And have you?
No, I don't think so. But it's a bit like your problems. Bad rides I can't explain, then all the rumors and gossip... That's what undermines your confidence.
Oh, Rob, I'm dying to hear about this afternoon. How did it go?
What have you been doing?
Rob had an appointment with a psychiatrist.
He was very good. He's helped me sort things out a bit.
Well, come on, what did he say?
Well, amongst other things, he thought it'd be a good idea if I tried to sort things out for myself.
I don't get it.
Well, we've assumed that all these accidents and problems have just happened.
And so they have.
Yes, but can we prove it? I mean, it's odd they're only affecting winning jockeys.
That's just a coincidence.
Well, I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to try and find out as much as I can. Maybe nothing, but it'll pass the time.
It's a waste of time. I mean, where do you start?
I was thinking about that on the way back here. I might go and see Mrs. Art Matthews.
Oh, Rob, you don't want to have any more to do with her. She's a dreadful woman.
It was just something the psychiatrist said about that night in the disco, you remember?
I remember. She was so drunk she could hardly stand up.
Well, all the same, I think that's where I'll start. Tomorrow morning with Mrs. Art Matthews.
Hello?
Mrs. Matthews.
Yes?
It's Rob Finn. We met at the disco a few nights ago.
At the disco?
Yes, we chatted for a few minutes about art.
Oh, yes. You're a jockey.
That's right. Mrs. Matthews, I wondered if I might have a word with you. It's quite important.
What do you want?
Just some information.
Yes?
About Art. About how he was, generally, before he died.
I told the coroner that. And he said, suicide whilst of unsound mind. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
The other evening, you said that Art was murdered.
I didn't.
I'm sorry, but you did.
I said I don't want to talk about it. Art's dead, and that's an end to it.
Yes, but Mrs. Mack...
And I'll thank you not to bother me again. If you want to know anything about Art, try asking his favourite racing reporter. Good morning.
Rob, over here.
Hello, Tick-Tock.
Well, how'd you get on?
Not very well. She didn't want to know.
That's no surprise.
Still, I have to talk with her sometimes.
I'd forget it if I were you.
Tick-Tock, you'd known Art for a long time. Who was his favourite racing reporter? Maurice Kemp Law?
No, Maurice wasn't Art's type at all. No, it could only be Ingleton. He writes for the Tribune. They've been buddies for years.
He isn't likely to be one of mine.
That's right. He wrote an article about you, didn't he?
Yes, though no mention of names.
That's Ingleton. He's careful. Still, he did the same thing to Art. Not all that long before Art died.
That must have hurt, coming from a mate.
Well, Ingleton can't have done himself any good.
Why is that?
Art used to keep him up to date with all the news. Most of these journalists have an inside man, you know.
Did Art ever write anything under his own name?
Not as far as I know. He told me once he was thinking of doing a book, but I don't know if it came to anything.
That could have been interesting.
That's for sure. There wasn't much went on in steeplechasing that he didn't know about. And make a note of, he was always scribbling in his diary.
I wish I'd known that before I saw Mrs. Matthews. She might still have them.
I suppose you could ask.
Not right now. I don't think I could face it.
Well then, what's your next move?
Ingleton, I think. He might be good for a bit of useful information.
Well, Ingleton, if you'd like to come down and spend a day at the stables, you're welcome. If you let me know in advance...
Well, I can't be for a while, Mr. Axminster, but thanks for the offer.
I say, James, is that man trying to steal one of my headlines?
Some hope, Morris. You make it difficult for a newspaper man to earn a crust.
Oh, will you listen to him, James? The man with the largest ears and wrists.
Oh, well, I don't know how you people do it. You seem to know the latest news about my stables before I do.
Well, one day we'll let you into our secret, won't we, Ingleton?
I didn't know you had a secret, Morris.
Come on, James, I'll buy you a drink. I really think it's time someone told you the untarnished truth about these wicked Fleet Street men.
Right, Morris. Oh, Ingleton, give me a ring when you're coming.
Yes, I will. Thank you, Mr. Axminster.
Mr. Ingleton?
Yes? Oh, it's Finn, isn't it?
That's right.
You're not racing today.
No, I'm not. Thanks to you.
Probably. Oh, no, you're not going to say that my article had anything to do with
it. No, I don't want to talk about that. Not now, anyway.
But what do you want, then?
It's about Art Matthews. You were a friend of his.
Yes. Yes, indeed. For many years. I still haven't got over his suicide. It was a tragedy, you know.
Yes. But I wondered if you could help me.
Well, in what way?
Well, I'm trying to discover something about Art in those weeks before he died.
Just what are you looking for?
Well, I'm not really sure. Just any information at all.
Well, what do you want this information?
Well, I'd rather not say, if you don't mind. It's personal.
Well, I don't think I can help you, really. Not because I won't. I mean, I can't. We'd had little or no contact for some time. It was my fault, really. I wrote an article that was rather unfortunate in the circumstances.
So you can't help me?
Well, I'm afraid not. But if you're really interested, I would think you ought to contact Aunt Matthew's widow. She's much more likely to have something for you.
I've already seen her and didn't get very far.
Well, in that case, I don't know what to suggest. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Ingleton.
Rob! Rob!
Hello, James.
Good to see you, lad. How are you keeping?
Oh, pretty well, thanks.
Good.
I went to see your friend, the psychiatrist.
Oh, I'm pleased. I hope it was worth it.
Oh, yes. I've learned a lot.
Did he agree that you should have a rest from racing?
Yes, but I mustn't sit around doing nothing.
Oh, of course not. Still, there's nothing in the way of rides for you anyway. All the owners have cried off, except one.
Who's that?
Lord Tyrold. He still wants you to ride Template in the Midwinter Cup. He has a lot of faith in you. In fact, I think he's even prepared for the disappointment of you not winning.
Well, I'm not. If Template's on form, you can depend on me.
Then I take it you've sorted out your problem.
Well, let's say I've made a start.
That's what I like to hear. And if I can help you in any way...
Yes, thanks. There is one thing you can do.
What's that?
You can let me have the address of that bookie up north, Lubbock.
Well, certainly. Is the Grant Oldfield business still bothering you, then?
Yes, it is a bit. I never believed Grant had been selling inside information to Lubbock. I thought I'd go and see him.
What do you hope to achieve?
I don't know. Probably nothing. But I'll never be sure until I've had a word with Lubbock.
They've waited at Pontefract. We're going down at Market Brazen.
Excuse me.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to speak to Mr. Lubbock.
Oh, right. Mr. Lubbock?
Yes?
I want to see you.
They're at the post at Market Brazen.
What can I do for you, friend?
The name's Rob Finn, Mr. Lubbock.
Sure,
I'm a jockey. I ride for James Axminster.
I know your name. Pleased to meet you.
Thanks. Can I speak to you privately?
Sure.
Number four, yellow
come in coat, here.
71 bar.
Thanks.
Right, son. What's it all about?
Well, I've come to see you about Grant Oldfield.
All right. Go on.
He rode for Mr. Axminster as well.
And, you want a deal, is that it?
A deal?
All right. Don't see why not. I'll give you the odds to a tenner for every winner you put me onto. Can't say fairer than that.
Is that what you gave Grant Oldfield?
Odds to a tenner, yes.
Did you give it to him personally?
No. I never met him. You know, lad, you're asking a lot of questions. What's all this about?
All right, Mr. Lubbock, I'll be honest with you. I'm not here to sell information.
More fool you. It's not illegal.
Yes, I know. But I would like you to tell me something, if you can, about Grant Oldfield.
Aye, well, that depends.
You say Grant's been passing the message. A few weeks ago, he told me he knew nothing about it. I've only his word for it, but I'd bet on it.
Why can't he settle it for himself?
Oh, well, right now he's in hospital. He had a bad breakdown.
Sorry to hear it. But how can I help? I've said I've never met him.
How did you know it was Grant passing the message?
Well, he only gave me horses from Maxminster Stables. Or ones he was riding for Axminster.
But you didn't know for sure it was Grant. You couldn't swear to it.
Well, who else could it be? And when Axminster rang me up about him... No. It had to be Oldfield.
Yes, looks like it.
Sorry, lad. But this sort of thing happens in racing, you know. It's not all that unusual.
Mr. Lubbock, would you tell me... How did you pay him?
Well, he always had the money the next morning. Uncrossed money orders for him to collect at little Ashton post office.
Oh, that's a good way from his home.
I wouldn't know. Anyway, they went marked personal address to Alan Robinson.
Alan Robinson?
Now, you don't think they go to Grant Oldfield, do you, lad? There's some things have to stay a secret between a man and his bookie, particularly if the man's a jockey.
I suppose so. Well, thank you, Mr. Lubbock.
That's all right, lad.
Oh, just one thing. Do you mind?
Well, lad, you're far away.
Look, I know it's some time back, but do you remember the last time Grant passed on information?
I'll say. I made a killing. It was early December, the day of the Greenwood Stakes. Hey, you rode in that, didn't you, lad?
Yes, I was on Template.
That's the one. Aye. Grant gave me a couple of real good tips for that day. But that was the last I heard from him.
Well, thank you again, Mr. Lubbock. You've been very helpful.
Sorry I couldn't do more, lad. Oh, and if you're ever short of a bit of cash, you know where to come, don't you?
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I wonder, is there any mail for Mr. Robinson, Alan Robinson?
Just one moment. I'll have a look.
What is it, Rita?
It's this gentleman asking if there's any letters for Mr. Robinson.
Oh, would that be Mr. Alan Robinson, sir?
Yes.
Oh, no, sir. We've had nothing for him. Not for a long time.
Oh.
Anyway, even if there was... I couldn't let you have it without his authorization.
Oh, well, he just asked me to call, on the off chance. He's not very well, you see.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Such a nice gentleman.
We haven't had anything for Mr. Robinson for a long while. Not since, before Christmas. Isn't that right, Frida?
That's right. It must have been 2 or 3 weeks before Christmas.
Would you know the exact date?
Yes, sir. It'll be in the signature book. Just a minute. I'll check for you.
Such a nice man, your friend. I do hope he'll soon be well again.
Oh, yes, I'll tell him.
Nothing serious, I hope.
He's had an accident.
Oh, no. Not in that lovely red sports car of his. Oh, there's too many cars on the roads these days. Don't you think?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Yes, here it is. 6th of December, Alan Robinson. That's what he signed for it.
And you're sure it's the right date?
Oh, yes, sir. It's here in the book. 6th of December.
I'm telling you, Tick-Tock, it couldn't be Grant. He couldn't have been passing the message. No way.
I still don't get you, Pat.
Look, this Robinson, whoever he is, collected mail at Little Ashton on the 6th of December, right?
I believe you.
Now, you remember when Grant attacked me in the car park? Now, when was that?
Oh, weeks ago, before Christmas. Wait a minute. Would it be the evening of the Greenwood Stakes?
Right. The 5th of December. Don't worry, I've checked.
Grant was in a bad way that night.
He was seriously ill. We didn't know.
Didn't you stay with him overnight?
That's right. Until the ambulance took him to the hospital the next morning. But that's what I'm getting at. That was the 6th. Now you tell me, if Grant was in hospital that day, how could he possibly have been at Little Ashton post office?
Not possible.
Right. So, Grant and this Robinson have to be two different people, yes?
You're a clever lad, Rob.
Well, it's good news for Grant.
The best. This will do him more good than all the doctors.
I'd better let Mr. Axminster know. He'll be interested.
That's the understatement of the year, pal. If he hadn't believed all the rumors and the gossip...
There was more to it than that, believe me.
Still, that's one problem you've cleared up, even if it's not your own.
Well, that's the trouble, Tick-Tock. The more I think about it, the more I wonder if it really is separate from mine or yours, for that matter. I mean, it's obvious Grant was set up very deliberately.
Oh, I don't know, Rob. I see what you mean, but...
These accidents, the sort of thing we've had, they've all affected winning jockeys. Look at Peter Clooney, on top of the world. Then suddenly all those delays, he gets a reputation for bad timekeeping. Nobody wants to know. Those delays could have been fixed.
It would take a funny sort of mind to dream that up. Oh, no, Robert.
We've had lazy horses, haven't we?
You can say that again.
Nearly too many. Dope, do you think? It could be.
No, that's a difficult one.
I don't mean knockout stuff. Just enough to slow a horse down. There are ways of doing that, even without dope.
But how do you prove it? No, I should forget that.
Tick-tock. I think there could be something or somebody behind all this, you know. And it all started with Art Matthews. I'm sure there's got to be something there.
Well, there's always the grieving widow.
Yes. I think it's time I tackle Mrs. Matthews again. And those diaries, they might be interesting.
Just one thing, pal. You'll be careful, won't you?
Oh, don't worry. I'll treat her very gently.
I didn't mean Mrs. Matthews.
What then?
Rob, racing's a funny game. It attracts funny people.
I don't understand.
Just remember, be careful. And the best of luck with Mrs. Matthews. You'll need it.
You've got a nerve coming back here after what I said.
I had to talk to you again, Mrs. Matthews.
I don't know why. I should have slammed the door in your face. And all that sympathy nonsense. Do you really think I believed that?
I meant it.
Like hell you did. Tried a different line, that's all.
No, really.
It takes one to know one. You're after something, aren't you? And you're not very fussy about how you get it.
I'm sorry if I gave
you an impression. For God's sake, don't apologize. Anyway, what do you want?
Well, I've heard that Art used to keep a diary.
That's right, he did. They go back for years.
Do you still have them?
Yes. I should have thrown them out with the rest of his rubbish.
Well, thank God you didn't.
Why? What's so special about Art's old diaries?
I'd like to look at them, if I may.
What for?
They may help to solve a problem. You see, I'm having a lot of trouble at the moment. I think I'm being got at. I can't prove it. I could be wrong, but I don't think so. Art's diaries may help.
I see. And if I let you look at them, what's in it for me?
How do you mean?
Well, you know what I mean. What do I get out of it?
I don't know. Probably nothing.
That's not a very good exchange.
Mrs. Matthews, I know you don't think much of racing, but a lot of people have been hurt, and it all started about the time Art killed himself. If there's a link between all these incidents, there may be a clue somewhere in those diaries.
You know, you remind me a bit of Art, when he was your age. He knew what he wanted. He knew how to get it as well. All right. I'll let you have a look at them.
Thank you very much.
There's one thing, though.
Yes?
You can take them home to read.
All right, if you'd rather.
I would. Well, not having you sitting around here when my boyfriend comes. He's jealous enough as it is.
Hey, mind where you're going?
Sorry, I'm in a hurry. Oh, Mr. Ingleton.
That's our non-racing jockey. Afternoon, Finn.
Have you seen Mr. Keller?
Well, you've got the wrong race course. He's at Chepstow.
Oh, no.
Oh.
All right, that's that then.
Oh, by the way, Finn, did you get anywhere with the Art Matthews stuff you were after?
I did, in fact. I went back to see Mrs. Matthews, and she gave me his last diary to look at.
Oh. Interesting.
Well, I haven't really had a chance for a good look at it yet, but I'm hopeful.
Oh. Well, I better be on my way. I have an impatient editor to satisfy. Like, if you look back to town.
Oh, no, thanks. Is this your car?
Yes. Lovely job, isn't she?
Yes. Is it new?
Oh, fairly. Had her about 4 or 5 months.
Really? Mr. Ingleton, do you know Little Ashton?
Little Ashton?
Yes, in Berkshire.
No, I don't think so. Why?
I just wondered.
Well, I've probably driven through the place without knowing.
Yes.
Well, you'll excuse me. I'll be getting back to town. See you around, I expect.
Yes. Afternoon, Mr. Ingleton. Oh, hello, James.
Hello, Rob.
Hello, Morris.
You were miles away.
Yes, I was thinking.
There you are, James, a rare specimen, a jockey who thinks.
Ignore him, Rob. He's been like this all afternoon.
A poor day's racing, Rob. We've got to do something to liven it up.
Rob, I heard your trip up north wasn't exactly wasted.
No, James.
I saw Tick-Tock. He was very cagey. Said I ought to hear the news from you.
Yes, yes, I'll tell you, James, but later. Do you mind? Would you excuse me?
Yes.
I'll be in touch.
Well, 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 there goes a man with a mission. James, what's all this news from the north? I'm intrigued.
Well, Rob went to see a bookie. It's about Grant Oldfield.
The passing the message business?
Yes.
I thought that was all settled.
Well, so did I, but Rob has apparently discovered something he thinks I ought to know.
Good evening, sir. Oh, it's Mr. Robinson's friend.
Yes, that's right. I wonder, can I ask you something?
By all means, sir.
Well, this may sound a bit strange, but can you describe Mr. Robinson? What does he look like?
Frida?
Yes?
Frida, could you come into the shop for a minute?
Coming.
I know it's a funny thing to ask, but please.
Oh, good evening, sir.
Good evening.
This gentleman wants to know what Mr. Robinson looks like.
But you're a friend of his.
Yes.
You must know what
please,
he looks.
Please, it's very important.
Well, he's...
Middle-aged, well-dressed.
Oh, yes, he was always well-turned up.
No, I mean his face.
Yeah, well, he was thinning a bit on top. Dark hair.
That's right. Dark eyes. Brown, I think.
And he had a moustache.
Yes, what kind of moustache?
Well, it was a sort of a big moustache. Like the Air Force pilots used to wear, you know.
A handlebar moustache.
Is that what they call it?
Yes, that was it.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. You've been very kind.
Hello? It's Ingleton. I've got to see you. I'm worried. I met Rob Finn today.
Yes, the jockey.
He's been nosing around, asking questions. Well, I don't think he knows yet, but he's getting too close. I'm coming over right away. He's got to be stopped.
Come in. Where have you been?
Joanna, I've got to think. Cup of tea, please.
Oh, look, just a minute. I've been trying to get you for the last hour. You weren't at home.
I've been all over the place. God, I'm exhausted.
Will you listen? Tick-Tock rang over an hour ago. He wants you to meet him at 8 o'clock.
Where?
At the Cross Keys. It's a pub on the Ashton Road. He said you'd know it.
Oh, I'd never make it by 8. Did he say why?
Well, apparently it's something to do with all this business about Art Matthews. I think. It was a very bad line. I could hardly hear him.
Oh, well, I suppose I'd better make the effort.
He said it was important.
Right, can I borrow your car?
Oh, yes, and wrap up well. It's cold tonight.
And if he rings again, tell him I'm on my way.
All right. Rob, take care.
Oh, I'll do that. Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
God, it's a cold night.
Drop a scotch, will keep the cold out.
Oh, not just now. I'm meeting a friend. I'm a bit late.
Would you be Mr. Rob Finn?
Yes.
Well, your friend was in here. Left a message. Said for you to meet him at the old Axminster Stables. Said you know, sir.
Oh, yes. They're a few miles on from here. Oh, well, I'd better be off.
No time for a quick one, sir.
No, the sooner I see him, the sooner I can get home to bed.
Well, it's a place on a night like this, sir.
Good night.
Good night, sir.
Nippy. Tick-Tock? Tick-Tock? God, where are you, man? Tick-Tock? Come on, don't miss about. Tick-Tock?
What?
Good.
Get his hands, can't you?
Hold him.
Get off. Oh. Hit him, for God's sake! Oh!
Oh, he's a strong one. He damn near choked me. Come on, give me a hand.
Drag him over by the fence, yeah. This will do.
Have you got the rope?
Get his coat off.
Right. Hold him up, won't you?
Right. Here's the rope.
What about his eyes?
Yeah. His scarf. That'll do. Well, hold him against the fence. You fix his arms.
Right. Matt's got him.
Trust up tight. We won't get out of there.
God, it's cold. Don't hang about.
Well, get the water then.
Right.
Now, my lad, we're going to fix you.
They're heavy.
Give me one. Right. Go on, pour it over him.
Couldn't we leave him as he is?
You know what the governor said?
He'll freeze to death.
That's the idea, mate. Go on, pour it over him. Right. Now, do you fancy another cold sheriff in?
Hey, he's waking up.
That's all right. He can't see who we are.
Anyway, in a few hours, it won't matter.
Come on. Let's get back to the car.
We're going now, Mr. Finn. Can you hear me? We're going. Have a good night, eh? Sleep tight.
Come on, don't hang about.
Yeah, all right, I'm coming. I'm coming! It's all right, Governor. We fixed him. He'll not give you any more trouble.
Was part five of Breaking Point, a serial for radio, dramatized by Roy Lomax and based on Nerve, a novel by Dick Francis, with Michael Kitchen starring as Rob Finn.